There's a new movement that you might be unaware of. It largely exists on Instagram, its founders are internet famous, and it has a massive cult following. Some call it self-love, others call it body acceptance or body confidence, but what lurks beneath its hashtagged manifesto is a desire for fame, popularity, and likes. I'm often asked to speak at public events. I have a mouth on me and I know how to use it. I'm there wearing the badge of fat, femme, common and queer, and I bring with me a body of work that addresses gender, sexuality, age, class, wealth and the body. The context in which I speak are varied. I've taken to lecterns and armchairs at galleries, bookshops, dinners, living rooms, communities, communes, theatres, public halls, online and derelict shops. These events are a chance for me to discuss my projects on panels with other artists or activists creating social interventions that address their beef. We talk about our actions and activisms and tell audiences how they can get involved. Recently, I've been booked to do lots of so-called body acceptance events. As a result, I've been digitally befriended by some of the ringleaders of the self-love movement and invited to hashtag self-care with them. I'm interested in social activism and DIY movements. I know how these can influence political and social change. I began to follow the self-love gang back. I started to watch their Instagram stories and dig deeper into what the movement stood for, seeking to find their actions and interventions and sought to reveal what their goal was. I found very little action, but hundreds of people, all who have founded their own hashtag. These hashtags are all variation on the words love, loving yourself, accepting yourself, body confidence and self-care. Some are more catchy than others. I began to investigate what these hashtags were there for, what they did, and the ringleaders of the movement who had already found their acceptance encourage you to post your own journey of acceptance using their hashtag. It's hard not to think of it as just being another way of them increasing their audience using your story. I started to follow more accounts and noticed another similarity between them. Self-acceptance is about getting your kit off, posing in your pants and encouraging that double tap dopamine. For the record, I'm not a prude, nor do I want to police how or who reveals their body, but many of the images I've given a cursory swipe to are uploaded at 8 p.m, that's a peak time for UK Instagram users, for optimum exposure and feel more like a formality towards the fruition of numbers rather than a socio-political statement. These posts are often accompanied by lengthy text about the journey to finding self-acceptance, what the utopianistic world of being set free from capitalist ideals looks like, all whilst in designer pants with nice lighting, a touch of filter and expensive bedding. The irony is not lost on me, dears. These accompanied texts and DM interactions are littered with exoticising, assumptions, privilege and problematic use of identifiers, specifically disability, black and brown emojis and gender, that sometimes come with corporate sponsorship. The movement is often green with its use of language and who it's sponsored by. Attempting to find out how the so-called body confidence exists in the real world, I started trawling through through copious vlogs, blogs, Snapchats by the world's biggest body acceptors. I found videos about how to self-love. Apparently you do this with bath bombs and scented candles on a Sunday. Who knew? Book deals, sharing their story, and a lot of carefully crafted selfies. When it does engage with real bodies in real life, with real conversations, it's at body confidence events, attended by other body bloggers who all sit around and clap and whoop each other for their non-committal statements. I have found very few modes of rebellion, mobilising or disruption. It's just safe, careful and well thought out methods of increasing followers, the presence of a hashtag and all through these small squares of Instagram. This was perhaps painfully demonstrated at a recent event where I watched bloggers queue up for a selfie and Insta story with the blogger with the biggest following in the room, none of whom did the same with each other. the same blogger referred to themselves and their hashtag as a brand on numerous occasions. Freudian much? Looking at some of the biggest body bloggers who have an Instagram following of over 100k followers, they have a Twitter following of a few hundred people. Their audience want to see them in their pants, vulnerable, but perhaps they don't want to read their thoughts, politics or rants. As someone whose body, gender presentation and sexuality is policed in public space, I was excited about what body acceptance movement might offer. Granted, it is diversifying the sorts of bodies we're exposed to digitally, which shouldn't be underplayed, but it's diversifying to an audience who's already on board with the message of diversification. An echo chamber of everyone loving themselves, liking each other's images and tagging in each other's posts. It's a glorified wank in a mirror. How can I see the benefit in turning yourself into a... Now, however, I can see the benefit in turning yourself into a role model. How marketing yourself as someone to look up to is useful for teenagers in places like Derby, feeling like they don't fit in. Even after that thinking, I'm still left with the question about its politic and manifesto. Where is the action that palpably changes shit for the aforementioned teenagers or anyone else for that matter? Where is the message landing outside of Instagram? Where is the diversity and inclusion? By criticising the movement's actions, I'm not including all of those I've come into contact with. There are some real good eggs who use Instagram as an accessible platform for radicalism, action, tangible stuff that is anti-celebrity and actively agitating. It's also important that I make it clear that I'm not saying this version of body confidence shouldn't happen or that the journeys the bloggers share are forced, non-traumatic or unfounded, but branding it as activist when the action is so obviously directed towards personal gain is unethical. Calling it a movement or pushing it as some form of radical culture, in my eyes, is completely untrue. It's using the same muscle we used in 2005 for MySpace, except the pictures are no longer taken from above. In its current form, the body acceptance movement on Instagram is a movement that is replicating the very systems it says it's trying to deconstruct. But I don't think the perpetrators are doing it on purpose. I think power and popularity are extremely attractive, especially when you've constantly been sidelined. But what needs to be acknowledged is how these play into the longevity of the very systems that oppress them, us, and me. Across all social activisms, we need to ensure our conversations are reaching far beyond our front door. If the current global political climate has taught us anything, it's the urgency in which we need to have conversations that reach outside of our social media networks. Perhaps my beef with this very specific version of body confidence is that the message is far too simplistic. The common rhetoric at body confidence events is that if you love yourself, the world will be better. And I wholeheartedly disagree. Firstly, self-love isn't and cannot be a permanent state because we are not mono-emotional. Too many external influences dictate our mental well-being and the opinion we have of ourselves. Saying I love me isn't always going to defend the blows. And what's often ignored by the cis, white, middle-class, able-bodied elite who make up the bulk of these body bloggers is the ability to be body confident is often majorly affected by privilege, capitalism, access, and hegemonic masculinity. The source of the problem is not those of us forced into questioning our bodies or our aesthetic capital. It's not us who needs to go on the journey. It's the aforementioned complex systems that are the problem. The difficult truth is these systems will not be toppled by confidence, no matter how much you fucking believe it. All that the movement is in its current state has shown me is it's an excuse in exercise. It's an exercise in self-promotion rather than self-love. It's time they upped the game.